Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Did everything that happened wildcard weekend change how you feel about an Eagles Super Bowl run? Coming up at 11, we will talk to Seth Joyner, get Seth's take on this. Seth had an adventure his first couple days on WIP this week, going up against the camera and Chuck from Mount Airy. So we're excited to have Seth come up with us here in just a few minutes, though. But before we get there, though, Hugh, incredible stat Shiel Kapadia had, and then we'll hear from Jaws what he thought about Jalen Hurts' game. But incredible stat from Shiel Kapadia this week or this morning over at The Ringer about Jalen Hurts and about the game that he played on Sunday against the Green Bay Packers. And look, Hugh, we do this every week. There's different ways to look at how Jalen plays, and if you just want to use the perspective of, hey, they won, he didn't turn the ball over, he didn't make a really bad mistake, well, then I think you'd say that was fine, right? It was pretty good. We talked about it a lot on Monday and Tuesday. But there's also other ways to look at quarterback play, right? Like how efficient you are, how many yards you throw for per, drop back and all that kind of stuff. Shiel Kapadia had a stat over at The Ringer this morning that was really just – I looked at it. I had to read it twice just to make sure I read it correctly. Okay, so if you look at Jalen Hurts, and there's a stat called success rate. Hugh, in the last 10 years – no quarterback has won a playoff game with a lower success rate than Jalen Hurts. In terms of each drop back, how often it was actually a successful play versus not a successful play, it was the worst in 10 years. We could slice the statistic any way we want. The bottom line is this. They won a game on Sunday by double digits, and they didn't get much out of the passing game. That's what that stat tells me. It's pretty rare to win a playoff game the way Jalen played on Sunday.
And to be honest, I think that's pretty impressive. And I'm not just saying that because we're here, but when you think about
so that makes you feel better when you hear that?
Well, I know it. I need more play. I need more from my quarterback. I do know that. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line for me is this. I'm advancing. I think that's the biggest thing that a lot of people are missing. And there's an opportunity to get better. Because I say this, Joe. Jalen knows he needs to play better in order to get to ultimately where he wants to be. But you have another week to work on that. Think about, guess who else feels like they could have made it to the Super Bowl if they had played a little bit better? Sam Darnold. He's going home, though. He doesn't have the opportunity. Jalen does. Jordan Love. What's the name? Justin Herbert. Everybody talked about how great he was during the regular season. He played horrible in the playoffs. And guess what? He has to go home and he has to sit on that. He got to sit on that for a whole 6 months until the next season starts. And he gets to do over. He gets another opportunity. But Jalen's in his opportunity now, and he can correct those problems. I'm not expecting Jalen to come out and play the way that he played last Sunday. But I'm not expecting Jalen to go out there and throw for 300 yards either. I'm expecting Jalen to do whatever it takes to advance and get to the next game. And that's the only thing that matters this weekend. How he does that by proper preparation, going out there and correcting the mistakes that he made this weekend that put him in a position where he's getting all this ire and fire because he didn't play well. But guess what? He has the lowest production of any quarterback that's ever been in the playoffs. That's pretty impressive for a guy who didn't play well and still won the game, in my opinion.
Well, and they won by 12. I mean, so there's different ways you can look at it. Like, you could look at it in one way and say, oh, my goodness. Like, if he keeps playing like that or they keep getting this little out of the passing game.
If,
right, they're going to get picked off. Or, Hugh, the other way to look at it, and Shiel wrote this in his column, is they still won by 12, right? And if Saquon doesn't go down, they probably win the game by 19. He could have easily run for a touchdown. So maybe it just shows how great the Eagles are, Hugh, that they can win. Their team is so good that they can even when he doesn't play that great.
All of that. And I think it's a testament to Howie and the way that they've built this team. This team wins by playing stout defense and running football. And we're playing a team that has had trouble stopping the run. So now they're coming into Philadelphia. The weather's going to be cold. They've just come off an emotional game. They got one less day of rest than we have, knowing what's coming down the pipe. That train is coming, and you hear the whistle blowing. What are you going to do to try to slow that train down? Because you're not going to stop it. You're not going to stop the train because you don't have enough. You don't have the right personnel to stop the train. But you try to slow it down. And if you slow it down enough, then Jalen's going to have opportunities to go out there and make plays. I just don't want Jalen to put the ball in harm's way. That's it. I don't want him to put the ball in harm's way. I want, if Jalen goes into this game and he throws 4 or 5 passes and complete those 5 passes and has no turnovers and we win the game, I'm okay with that. Because you know what that means? That means we get to go to Detroit. And then you pull out all the stops for that, because at that point, it don't matter. You know what I mean? At that point, you're one game away from going to the Super Bowl. Do what you have to do to get to that game, and then we'll figure that out when we get to that game. Cross that bridge when we get to it.
I like that. Well, you know what? That's what they've been doing the whole season. And for as much as I have been saying at some point they're going to need more, they have done it. I mean, the evidence continues to pile up. They win this way, even though it feels like, man, they need more there. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Ron Jaworski, his thoughts after watching Jalen Hurts, the way he played and the offense looked against the Green Bay Packers.
A big commentary yesterday floating around, and I think there's truth to it. The Eagles receivers didn't get open as much as they normally do, and that made it harder for Jalen. Is that what the tape showed you?
No, I looked at the All-22 yesterday, and it did not show me that. There were opportunities. Hey, it wasn't a throwball game where he got a lot of opportunities. And I actually thought, from an overall game management standpoint, I thought Jalen did a really good job. Sometimes it doesn't show up in basically, you know, to the optic or the eye or the numbers, but, you know, the audible of Dallas Goedert was phenomenal. It was a phenomenal call. The Packers are not a blitzing team. They only blitzed 5 times in the game, and they paid a dear price when he went to the audible to Goddard. Goddard obviously made a hell of a play.
Yeah.
But Jalen got him in the right play, and that's the quarterback's biggest role: get out of bad plays, and he did.
Well, he did, and that is his biggest role: get out of bad plays, put them in a good place, and obviously score points. That's the biggest job for the quarterback. And on Sunday, they scored 22. Could have been more. They did get a gift early with the fumble recovery for a short field. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop on. Let's have the discussion. Did everything that happened wild card weekend change how you feel about the Eagles making a real run and winning Lombardi? Let's have a parade here. Yes or no? It did for me. It didn't, I'm sure, for a lot of people. Let's talk through it. Jeff in Wilmington is up next on WIP.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
Hey, Jeff. Good morning.
Joe, you're putting in the work at home, man. I love it. I love it.
Listen, it's a playoff week, Jeff. We're making it work. It's a team effort here. Jeff, what are you feeling this morning?
I forget how old your kids are, but I'm expecting to hear some Sesame Street or some, you know, Blue's Clues or some of that stuff in the background.
You're close. There's a show called Bluey now, which is like an Australian family.
That's true.
My daughter's watching Bluey as we talk right now. Yep.
There you go. All right. So
you're missing out on Bluey, Kyle.
I feel the same as I did before. I've been confident this whole time. You know, the biggest thing in the playoffs when you get to this time of the year is, you know, taking care of the ball. And that's what we do. You know, there's other guys that are home now. They turn the ball over. We've got the better running back. We've got a quarterback that does rarely turns the ball over, you know, save for the first 4 games of the season when he was doing a little bit. And he's been holding on to the ball pretty good here. So with the best offensive line and arguably the best defense in the league this year, I feel the same as I did before. I expect them to get to the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, and I think the way you frame it there, it's nothing's changed for them. It's what's changed in our perception of it, right? Hugh, like, this is they've been playing the same game the whole year, or at least since the bye, right? Week 5, Hugh, that the Eagles' game plan and the way they play and then the way we feel off it, nothing's really changed since the beginning of October here. This is who they are.
No question about – oh, I'm sorry, Jeff. You got it.
No, that's right, Hugh. I was going to say, you know, you were saying it, been saying it all along. You know, these other guys are home. Take care of the ball. Now, Joe, you have said – you need to see Jalen, the offense in general, or Jalen do better. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, yeah, we would like to see that. But, dude, I'm just as happy, you know, with the way they're winning right now. And come parade time, if there is one, nobody's going to be yelling out, hey, you suck, you didn't throw for 300 yards, or the offense didn't, you know, have 5 touchdowns a game. Nobody's going to care about that. So, you know.
Well, they won't. No, I mean, the devil's in the deep. Like, I mean, you go back. I mean, we always talk about this. And, Jeff, we appreciate the call. I mean, Hugh, no one cares that the Eagles' defense in the Super Bowl against the Patriots when they won really got torched for 90% of the game, right? What do we remember? Brandon Graham making a play, a strip sack. Yeah,
that's what you remember. It's one of those things where I hope we get to the point, Joe, and I feel like we are, where, you know, I'm trying to keep receipts of everybody that's talking about Jalen's play and how bad he looks when we get to the Super Bowl and win it. And then I just want to, you know, and I'm not going to say anything, but, you know, then you listen to see who were the ones that was complaining about it and how the story changes. Because, again, I know, Jalen, nobody's sitting here, well, at least I'm not, saying that Jalen looked great Sunday. Not saying that. But Jalen won Sunday. And you can sit here and we can split hairs and say, oh, well, he didn't win. It was so-and-so. Okay, we can do that. And we can sit here and talk about how bad he looked at quarterback. He's still playing. I mean, that's the bottom line. Win in advance in the playoffs. And he was coming off a concussion, no excuses. But I expect Jalen to play better than he played last week. And he gets that opportunity. He gets the opportunity.
Well, he does, and Sam Darnold doesn't, and Justin Herbert doesn't. I mean, that's the difference, right? Like, he gets another shot to keep playing well here.
Exactly.
And moving the thing forward. And that – look, I don't – if they win 3-0, I don't care. I mean, the bottom line is we want to win. We're trying to get eastbound and down and get to New Orleans in a few weeks. That's the whole point. I mean, we got our hotel rooms booked. I mean, Hugh, we're ready to go. We want to get to New Orleans. I just look at it like this. Like, when the game when the weekend started last week – I was hoping, and maybe it was crazy hope, that I would look at the offense, I'd look at the quarterback play, and it's not just him. And I know when we have these discussions, it always comes back to the quarterback. That's the way it works in the NFL. It wasn't just him. I mean, Hugh, we discussed this a little bit yesterday. The coaching, the concepts on offense on Sunday looked a little
antiquated.
Guys weren't
little antiquated,
really,
yeah.
Yeah. And then you have the fact that AJ didn't look like he was running well. So when I say I don't feel as great today as I did a week ago and after Wild Card Weekend, it's not just about Jalen. I don't want to make it seem like he's the only thing. We know there's a lot of other players here. He's hugely important. He's the quarterback. But, Hugh, they also now have to overcome the N'Kobe Dean thing. So that factors in my mind. Like, can they keep winning like this, Hugh? Sure. But is it too much to ask, or are we asking a lot? Are they putting a lot on their defense to continue to hold teams down? I don't know how big of a loss N'Kobe will be till Sunday, but, I mean, they lost a piece that was playing really well on this defense. That's a challenge now, Hugh, for Vic Fangio and this group to overcome and keep putting zeros up and forcing punts.
I don't think so. Not for the number one defense in the league. Not for the number one defense that didn't give up the most points in the league, because that's their job. You talk about – I look at the Detroit Lions defense and how Coach Glenn has piecemealed that thing together, And they played well enough to hold serve all year long by losing 13 starters. And you mean to tell me that the number one defense in the NFL, you can't put that on their shoulders and they can't rise to the occasion? I mean, and I'm not trying to, you know, and this is not me trying to be petty or anything like that, but that's how you look at it as a defensive player. I mean, it's the truth, Joe. When you look at the adversity that you face going into this season, being a lackluster defense, when you have a guy that is a special teams player, I saw a stat the other day, and his whole time in New Orleans, he had like, what, 90-something tackles in 4 years. Hell, he had more than that in one season here. Listen, every time the bar has been raised, this defense answered the bell. These guys answered the bell. And so for me to ask them to do a little bit more for 3 more weeks, that's nothing. My coach used to have a saying, Coach Billy Joe, he said, you can wrestle a bear for 3 weeks. He said, hell, man, we're this close. You can wrestle a bear for 3weeks. I mean, it was outrageous,
no,
but you get
could
what I'm
you
saying.
Could you wrestle a bear for?
I mean, in the situation
no
that we're in, I couldn't. But I'm saying,
hold on a second.
But it was the way he was saying, you could do anything. Like, we'd be in practice, we'd be like, suck it up, man. It's only 2 hours left. You can do anything for 2 hours. You can fight a shark for 2 hours. You could say something like that, and everybody would kind of laugh. But you get my point. It's like when you're working out.
Would you ever wrestle a bear? I need to know this.
No,
would you ever wrestle a bear?
I ain't that guy.
Does he look insane to you?
No, but the point is this. And anybody that works out knows this, when you're on your last couple of sets, 5 miles away from home, most accidents occur 5 miles away from home. You can push through this. You can push through anything. Like a couple, last set, best set. You're almost at the home stretch. You're almost at the home stretch with a bunch of cats. It's only two or three cats on that team that knows what it's like to have confetti flowing through their hair. And I'm pretty sure they're telling stories about how that moment was here in Philadelphia, and guys are sitting around like they're sitting around a campfire, and they're looking at it with their little legs popped up, looking like, oh my gosh, that sounds so wonderful. They want to be a part of that. They want to be a part of that success. So if this is what you got to, if this is what you want, this is what you got to do.
You know why most accidents occur within 5 miles of your home, right?
Why is that?
It's because most of your driving is within that radius of your house.
No, I mean, it was just a saying. I mean, I never
put had to put that out there.
No, I mean, it's fine, but I never put that much thought into it. But yeah, I get what you're coming from. But yeah,
I actually never did either. I never really thought about it.
I just remember it used to be a saying
That
was said a whole lot.
So I understand what you're saying. It's a good point. Like, and the Lions example is a fair one. Like, we can overcome N'Kobe Dean. They've overcome losing 13 guys, right? And if you're really that good, you're going to figure it out. But Kyle, what I keep coming back to is, yeah, the Lions defense has overcome a lot, but they also have a lot of margin for error, right? Like, if they have a down quarter or a down half, or they have a couple possessions, they let the other team score. They know, like I watched that Monday night game when the Lions went to San Francisco 3 weeks ago, and they didn't really have to have the game, but they tried. And they got torched for half that game by the Niners, but they made a couple stops, and I think they knew deep down, if we just make a couple, our offense is going to do its thing, and that's enough. Like, for the Eagles now, can they survive N'Kobe being out? Yeah, they can. But the margin for error for this Eagles defense is small, because if they let a couple touchdowns up, all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh, we probably have a nail-biter because we're not scoring much.
Because the Lions' offense is, like, the most explosive probably in the whole league. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs at any given moment could rip off a 75-yard touchdown run, and all of a sudden they got seven on your head, like, just like that. So while their defense might not be as good as the Eagles, their offense can score almost at will. And that's why I think when we do match up against them, it really will be an interesting matchup, because Vic Fangio's defense allows, I think, the fewest explosive plays of any defense in the league. And the Lions are probably up there in the amount of explosive plays. So,
yeah, they have to be number one. Yeah. So, look, I understand it. And the Eagles defense can overcome it. I watched the whole weekend play out. AJ's hobbling. N'Kobe's gone. The offense with the passing game looked blah again. And I'd be lying, I said, if I felt better about this. I feel either the same or a little bit worse about the whole operation. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Dwight, who's in Pottstown, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Dwight.
Dwight,
what's up, buddy?
I want to talk about how we keep on talking about all the stats that Jalen Hurts is not putting up, whereas the entire team has been holding strong this entire season, and that's been what they've been. I understand what you guys are saying and everything, too. Actually, I like what you've been saying about how the defense has been holding strong. And then also on the other side, if we get to the Lions – this weekend, I think that we're going to win because the Rams don't have as good of a run defense, and this weekend is going to be through the run because of the rain and the snow that we're going to be getting, and it's going to be cold. And L.A., they aren't used to that. So I think that we're just going to run the ball and win the game that way. But when we go up against the Lions, I think we're going to control the ball as well, and we're just going to run it down their throat.
Well, if they do that, sure. But, like, there's no guarantee we can get them off the field, Dwight. I mean, that's going to be the best, example of great offense versus great defense, right? If we can get them off the field and play keep away, sure. But they also might hold the ball, too.
Yeah, honestly, this last game really showed me that the rest of our team is doing great, and I have full confidence in the entire team. And really that as long as if Jalen Hurts can control that ball, I think we got it and we can at least – match up with anyone that we play, and I know that we can. The only team that really, like, if we have to go against that, I'm like, maybe we need Jalen Hurts to play like Joe Burrow or something, then it would be the Ravens. That would be the team that I would be like, he needs to step up and play his best game ever.
Yeah, the funny part is, of all these potential matchups that we could see in a Super Bowl, and we appreciate the call, Dwight, Hugh, of all of them that we could see, right, I'm going to exclude the Texans. I don't think they're good enough to make it. But it's, the Ravens, the Bills, the Chiefs. The one we faced this year is the Ravens, Hugh, and we actually held them down. Like that, of all of them thinking like, oh, we're going to have to score a lot that game, and maybe it'd be different, Hugh, next time we face them, but they did hold the Ravens down. I mean, that was a defensive game.
Yeah. And they played extremely well in that game, man. You talk about I go back to that third quarter where the Ravens had the ball for almost the whole quarter, and get no points out of it. That was pretty impressive, man. They've been playing well. So to sit here and ask my defense to do a little bit more than what they've been doing all season long, I don't think that's a big ask. I really don't. I really don't feel like you're putting them in a position where you're saying this task is too big for me. I mean, those guys play with a lot of passion. You look at Zach Bond, and he plays with a lot of passion, man. All those guys play with a lot of passion. So I don't see this being, and especially coming from where some of these guys come from and the programs that they've been in, they know what this moment means, and you want to keep this feeling going. The one thing that I can remember vividly about being in the playoffs, especially here, because that's the only place I've ever been in the playoffs, is that no matter what you felt like, when you got out there on Sunday, didn't matter. You just played. You didn't feel like, say, if your back was tired or your hamstring was tweaked a little bit. Once you got out there, man, and you heard that crowd yelling and screaming, it didn't matter. And when the game kicked off, didn't feel the weather or any of that. That's us here. It's not going to be like that for those cats in L.A. They're going to come here, and it's going to already feel hostile. And then when that cold-ass air get to whipping around and, you know, you get in that second half and you got to come back outside and it's a little bit chillier, yeah. Then
you're and dark, because we did establish the Rams are afraid of the dark.
Yeah, and it's going to be a little different.
Well, that'd be great, especially if the elements get to them as a team that's not quite used to playing in this all the time. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Did everything happen wildcard weekend, from AJ, you know, not being himself physically, to the passing game, to N'Kobe's injury, to the win, obviously, and the way they played on defense, and what happened around the league? Did it change how you feel about an Eagles Super Bowl run? Yes or no? 215-592-9494. That's how you join us. So Seth Joyner is going to come up next. His thoughts on the Eagles, the quarterback, everything else from Wildcard Weekend, and the matchup here coming up against the Rams. And we'll get back to all your phone calls. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk bacon. Let's specifically talk about Hatfield bacon. I hope my man Joe over there, he's hanging out with his little girl. You know, I hope he's making her some bacon, because bacon is awesome. It's delicious, and there are so many different flavors and cuts to choose from, like hardwood smoked bacon, applewood smoked bacon. They got thick wood, hard. They got thick cut hardwood bacon. Then there's my favorite.
How about that D, baby?
It's that thick cut maple brown sugar bacon. So do yourself a favor and go get you some Hatfield bacon today. Head to simplyhatfield.com and put some pork on your fork.